Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jim Cooper.
Yeah, Jim the Pancake Man.
Yeah, I was going to say everybody knows you as the Pancake Man, even if they don't know your name is Jim. And of course you've been cooking up the pancakes for the 4-H fundraiser that was last evening. So, Jim, the first thing I always want to know is, how far away do you go to make pancakes for people?
We've been in Michigan, we've been in Illinois, we've been in the outskirts of Chicago, Denver, Springfield, Missouri. That Fargo, North Dakota is probably the farthest. We go up there in September for 2,000 people. And boy, when you get up north, they start talking like that.
Yeah, pretty good imitation there. So use 2,000. What's kind of your maximum number?
That up there is probably the biggest. It's 2,000 people. It's for they have a bet. It's called the Red. It's a farm show. And they have huge combines and everything's huge up there because that's in the Red River Valley. And it's free pancake feed for the farmers and anybody that wants to come in. And boy, we're moving and shaking for like 3 hours.
Yes, you guys can move. It's amazing the number of pancakes that you can put out in a very short period of time. So, Jim, how did you get into this? I know you've been doing it for a while. How many years?
Well, you know, this will be my 35th year in September, my 35th year. Wow, that's
ancient history.
When I was younger, I always wanted to get in business for myself. I didn't know what, but I didn't want to become 60 years old. I didn't want to get to that 6-year-old and say, oh, I wish I would have done that. So I jumped into it, both feet, scared to death. My wife was scared to death, too. Yeah. But you know what? For the first year or 2 years, I fixed houses. I painted houses. There's plenty of work to do out there. And we made it happen. It took about 2.5 years. And then I didn't have to paint houses anymore.
The word got around. If you want to make people happy, you invite the Pancake Man to come and make food. So what are some of the fun things? I mean, obviously, you're really good at making the pancakes and flipping them very quickly. But as you've gone through those 35 years, you must have some really interesting stories.
Oh, I just enjoy the people I meet. Every community is a little bit different. I love the people I meet. That's what makes it interesting. I've done pancakes for politicians, firemen, farmers, agriculture, schools, churches. We've done quite a few pancake feeds in Atlantic. And we'll be out there on the 4th of July this year. Not sure how we're going to do it, but we'll be out there.
You bet. Well, people are making things happen for sure. And I'm guessing, just like everybody else, you've had some real challenges during this last year, starting about a year ago.
Well, you know, that's true. But you know what? And being in the business 34 years, there's a lot of things around my house I haven't done. There's things I should have done 15 years ago. So actually, don't tell anybody, but I really enjoyed the time off and working on the house, working outside, cutting trees. And we had something to do every... But the last month and a half, it's been kind of quiet because it's been cold. But now the phone calls, we've got quite a few pancakes for March and May. We got quite a few for graduation parties.
Well, the organizations like 4-H and other groups are figuring out how to do this. And, of course, with the 4-H pancake feed, it was a drive-by, you know, drive up in your car and get your pancakes. I don't know that anybody's had to wait more than maybe a minute.
No, I think it's gone real well. They've really organized here, and we're making the pancakes, and they're sitting, they're fresh. They're putting them in a bag, and out the door they go. So, but it's really nice that the community supports these folks and that they come. But we're seeing that a lot of people want to get out of the house. They just want to, you know, we want to go someplace in a car or someplace.
Yeah. And see other people. And even if you can't go out and party, you at least can talk to somebody through the window and see what else is going on. And, of course, you know, the family groups can kind of get together now and do some things they didn't before. So if you talked about, you know, you were a little leery when you first started in this business. What kind of advice do you give to somebody who wants to start their own business?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I I had a farm equipment business. I worked for a farm equipment manufacturer. I had a good job. Played golf every Friday afternoon. Company car, company expense account. I traveled half the state of Iowa. I had a good job. And when I came home one afternoon, I said, honey, you know, I think I want to start a business. She said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I think I'll be the pancake man. Whoa, boy. That went over like a lead balloon. A lot of people laughed at me, and that's fine. My dad, who went through the Depression, he said, go for it, Jim. He said, I missed some opportunities in the Depression. After the Depression, he said, I missed some opportunities. Go for it. So I think it's great if you can do it. And we didn't go into debt. We were able to pay our bills. Didn't like painting houses.
Well, at least you had those skills that you could do something when you weren't out making pancakes. So do you have a secret recipe for your pancakes?
Yeah, we do have a secret recipe, and you're probably wanting that recipe.
I know there's flour and oil and milk.
Yeah. And a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
and they come out, you know, they turn out beautifully brown. So I'm thinking part of that I don't have at home is a really good grill. Tell us a little bit about how you get your grill and, you know, what are the, how would you describe those grills?
What I would do is when you're making pancakes at home and the pan is on the stove, when you put your first pancake in, throw that away. And then eat, because you're going to throw some away towards the end anyway. So throw the first one away. That'll draw the temperature down. And then make pancakes after that.
And what are your grills made of?
These are made of aluminum. So they have to be seasoned right. That took me a long time to learn how to season aluminum grill. That was, nobody had an answer for me, but I figured it out.
Well, and okay, when you get done making the pancakes, of course you got to cool them all down, clean them up, so the next time you start, you're kind of starting from scratch each time.
Yeah, we learned that to season aluminum grill, you take a potato and slice it, then you take the juices from a potato and you wipe it on the grill, let it sit for a few minutes, and then take a little oil and then wipe it off. That will seal the pores, a potato of all things, but it works.
Yeah, you'd think that would be kind of messy to do that it would burn or something. But like you say, you figured out the right formula. So as you think about organization, because you have also the syrup, the butter, the sausages, let's talk a little bit about those sausages.
Yeah, those are frozen sausages. We just heat them up, so we don't have, they're not fried or anything like that. We get a lot of compliments on those sausages, and we want, on the pancakes, we want people to come back for seconds, and they really look nice, good, gorgeous tonight.
They were beautiful. And I just want to go back, comment on the sausages. Those are pre-cooked, and all you're having to do is heat them up.
Yeah, all we have to do is heat them up, and it takes us 3 minutes to heat them up, and we put them in the warmer, and they stay warm.
So. Now, ordinarily, as I've been to some of these before, you have a lot of choices of syrups. During the drive-through, not so many choices, but how do you decide what kind of syrups?
Well, I make my own syrup, and then sugar, we do have sugar-free, but I don't think we've got any sugar-free in those little cups tonight. It's kind of hard to keep them straight with... Because all these plates are sitting on a table and they're covered up, so it's kind of hard to keep it straight.
Right, that would be almost impossible. But ordinarily, you have a nice choice of syrups. Jim, if somebody wanted to schedule the Pancake Man, how would they do that?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, how would they schedule you to come to an event?
How would they contact me? I'm out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. My website is pancakeman.net. And you'll find me, there's an email, there's a phone number, so. But you know, when I first started doing pancakes, I had a pancake feed, it was 150 people in line. And I laid those pancakes down on my grill, they all stuck like concrete. I was about ready to quit right there because my face turned 17 different shades. These people were, so here I was scraping these pancakes off. To this day, I still go to that church.
It must have turned out okay in the end. So I know you have made thousands and probably millions of pancakes, and we want to thank you very much for coming to Atlantic to help as a fundraiser for the 4-H Foundation. And good luck as you go through the coming years, Jim. We thank you very much.
You know, I was going to slow. I was, thinking about retiring this year, and then I've had some time off, and I've been rather bored. I don't like being bored, so I'm going to stay with it.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much, Jim, and best to all of you until next time.